Hello Pisces, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 8th, and the whole week ahead. Now this week concentrates around the full moon in Capricorn, which is tomorrow. And for you as a Pisces, this is about your future. Now today you can start to prepare things. Where do you want to be, say this time next year, or even by the time of your birthday? Because by starting to put the structure into place, from tomorrow you can start to work towards your goals. And here's your Sunday stars. The full moon is here in Capricorn. Look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's in your 11th house. And your 11th house is about the future, also friendships, but I'm more concerned about the future. Because the next 2 weeks you need to close down those areas of your life which aren't working. Don't flog a dead horse. If someone's not working or something's not working, let it or them go, because you've bigger fish to fry. And here's your Monday stars. There's a Sun opposition Pluto today, very psychological, but that's been the pattern of the planets over the past few weeks. It's about adapting and changing and becoming more empowered towards doing the right things, but it means shedding too. Because the only way you can reach where you want to go in life is by shedding those things you no longer need. And with a full moon too, the next 2 weeks, it means getting rid of the rubbish. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now, the Moon and Jupiter working together is lovely. There is something very lucky about this aspect, but in an unusual way for you, simply because it means the more that you can retreat from your usual goals or roles in life, the better. It's almost as though you'll be inspired by something new, by the things that you do. A very inspirational day, when you'll move forward because you are given feelings of joy. And here's your Wednesday stars. Similar to yesterday, but not quite the same. If yesterday was inspirational, then today is very practical, but very intuitive too. There's a lot going for you now, again, by not mixing with huge crowds or people you don't respect, because there's something deep inside which is urging you forward and pushing you forward to new things. What you need to make absolutely sure of now is that whatever you do, you feel it inside that it's right. And here's your Thursday stars. The Moon's conjunction to Neptune is nice. It's very sensitive, but extremely empathetic and very compassionate. The square to Venus, however, just means that somebody around you wants, but doesn't give. So give and take is the order of the day. If you're going to be with people who won't buy the next round of drinks or won't do something that shows that they're a nice person and generous to a fault, then you don't need them around you. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury is linked with Jupiter is lovely. Great for making choices and decisions. It's that Jupiter-Mercury effect which is so good for analysing and weighing up pros and cons. You have an inner side of you now that means that you can sort things out, whether it's financial concerns or whether it's a work, business or even a health matter. Good day to decide what to do next.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.